2 days after a dramatic rejection of a new contract with numerous concessions proposed by Governor Cuomo and leaders of the Public Employees Federation, the two sides remain in a standoff. Cuomo has asked the state's second-largest employee union to vote again on the same contract, which was defeated by 54% to 46% of the nearly three-quarters of union members who cast ballots, saying the union should reconsider. Cuomo's director of state operations blamed union leadership for the contract failure and said layoffs would commence immediately. The combined message from the Cuomo administration is that a second vote on the same contract offer is the only way to rescind the nearly 3,500 layoff notices that have already been distributed. PEF spokeswoman Darcy Wells says holding another vote on the same deal, though, won't make a difference.
There's no reason to believe our members would vote any differently. 70% of the membership voted, and the result was the rejection of the agreement. So our members did this with full knowledge of the agreement and the consequences of rejecting the agreement. So there's no indication that simply by holding a revote would change that outcome.
Wells says the union instead has asked for more talks with the Cuomo administration to try to negotiate a new contract with fewer concessions. The proposed deal called for greater employee contributions for health care, multi-day furloughs for the next 2 years, and a 3-year wage freeze. She says union members are willing to make sacrifices, just not those particular ones.
We're really focused on this very small window that we have with the layoffs, the people who have already been targeted now being told they'd be out of the door by October 19th. So our main thing right now is to prevent those layoffs and to come up with something that our members will ratify.
The layoffs would most heavily impact the prisons department and the agency responsible for the developmentally disabled. And Wells says at least two PEF members from Broome County who lost their homes in the recent floods have also now been notified that they will lose their jobs. Others on the layoff list have suffered severe flood damage to their properties, and she says some who work for the Department of Transportation who will lose their jobs have spent the last month helping flood victims as part of their duties. And Wells says the vote did not come down to younger workers versus older workers. She says those with highest seniority might not necessarily keep their jobs. The governor has already settled a similar contract with the state's other major union, the CSEA, and those union members are now exempt from any layoffs. That means PEF workers with seniority will not be able to bump down into lower-paying positions if they are held by CSEA members.
In some cases, it's a title where it's only a PEF member, and they might have been in state service for, longer than 20 years, and that's happening.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo says the governor's director of state operations, Howard Glaser, and PEF president Ken Brynion did talk later on Thursday. But when asked if there were any new developments, spokesman Josh Vlasto said simply, none today. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.